Now, this continues. When we get here to chapter 13, we find that we have a prophecy now against these false prophets, these pseudo-prophets and prophetesses. And by the way, the women now brought in, they were all getting involved in this. And women always get mixed up. Oh, I ought not to say this, but I'm going to have to say it. Women get mixed up in cults and isms. Have you ever noticed the number of cults and isms that have been founded by women, or the woman plays a very prominent part in it? And I know that's not popular to say that, but we're going to have that in this chapter here. Now again, he's still giving the word of the Lord. Chapter 13, verse 1, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets." Now, what was their problem? They were prophesying out of their own hearts. And God have mercy on a man that stands in the pulpit and spends his time giving his viewpoint and not giving the word of God, if he can't back it up with the word of God. Now, some of us make mistakes in interpretation. You know, I think sometimes I make a mistake. I do. But let's be clear. We're trying to interpret the word of God. And I notice when I miss it, I have plenty of folk that let me know that I'm wrong. But the important thing, friend, is to give the word of God. These men were giving what they thought. They were giving out how to make friends, influence people, and the power of positive thinking, and you can do it yourself. You should be self-reliant. You're a wonderful individual. You're not a sinner. And that was the message, you see, that was going out by the false prophets. They were attempting to say that everything is all right in Jerusalem. Now will you notice verse 17 here? "Likewise, thou son of man..." And notice this, "set thy face against the daughters of thy people who prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them." You're to resist them. "And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the women that sew amulets upon all their wrists, make handkerchiefs for the head of every person of stature to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people? Will ye save the souls alive that come unto you?" By the way, when it says Nimrod was a great hunter of the Lord, that actually means he was a hunter of the souls of man. And that's what these cults are. They hunt out the souls of man. Now, women were involved in this. Now, actually, what was happening was the same thing that the false prophets were doing. You remember Peter says, "There were false prophets also among the people," that is, Israel, "even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them," and so on. Now, will you note here at this matter of these women? I'm not going to give this on radio, because I'll get in trouble if I do. But I have before me here the list of a half a dozen of the cults today that were started by women. And spiritualism with its mediums and its fortune tellers and necromancers and today witches. We got quite a few here in Southern California, but actually, I've always felt we've had them here a long time. But now they claim that they're witches. And that's what these women were doing. Amulets. They give you a little something to put on your arm. That'll keep you from getting sick. That'll ensure you to have a safe trip. And then these are pillows that they put on their head. Wear something, you know, that some garment, you know. We'll give you a handkerchief, and we prayed over it, and you're just going to get well, by the way, as if there's merit in that and not in the Lord. May I say to you, friends, what you see about you today is never new. It's old as the human race. And these people were engaging in it. Now, Ezekiel denounces it. Now, don't blame me for what Ezekiel did. And don't blame Ezekiel, because he says, the Lord told me to do this, and he's doing it that way.